As you move into a time of prayer, open your heart and mind to God. Ask Him to come and be with you now, and to open yourself to His presence. It can be easy for us to take for granted what we know about Jesus. The stories of his life and his teaching can become part of the background buzz of our minds, and we can forget what it was like to not know them. They become familiar. For a moment, think on Jesus. What is your favourite story about Jesus? What word or words do you think best describe his personality? What do you think annoyed him? What made him cry? What was he good at? Now, ask God to remind you of what it was like before you knew Jesus, before the stories about him became part of the way you understand God and see the world. Does it feel different to think of that time? Do you see and react to the world differently because of those stories and your knowledge of God in your life? I will remember your great deeds, Lord. I will recall the wonders you did in the past. I will think about all that you have done. I will meditate on all your mighty acts. Everything you do, O God, is holy. No God is as great as you. You are the God who works miracles. You showed your might among the nations. By your power, you saved your people. What is it about Jesus that makes you try to follow him each day? What is it that has made you stick with him as long as you have? What do you think is the hardest thing about following him? For some of us, answering these questions will be easy. For others, it will be very hard. It is fine if either of these are you. We each have different experiences that have shaped our faith. For some of us, in those moments of speaking about our faith, we will find clarity as to these ideas. Spend a few moments thinking of Jesus. What difference has following him made to your day today? I will always thank the Lord. I will never stop praising him. I will praise him for what he has done. May all who are oppressed listen and be glad. Proclaim with me the Lord's greatness. Let us praise his name together. Come, my young friends, and listen to me, and I will teach you to honour the Lord. Would you like to enjoy life? Do you want long life and happiness? Then keep from speaking evil and from telling lies. turn away from evil and do good. Strive for peace with all your heart. Our hope in Jesus is not just for our lives, but for the communities and places that we live. We want to see them come to know Jesus and, in doing so, see themselves as God sees them, put the needs of others before themselves, and live their lives shaped by the love of God above all else. Ask God to show you what it would be like for your community to be shaped by this love. What things would look different? What would stay the same? How would it feel to be in that space? As you speak to God about this, write down some words that come to mind, and as you do, listen to these words of Psalm 78. My people, hear my teaching. Listen to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth with a parable. I will utter hidden things, things from of old, things we have heard and known, things our ancestors have told us. We will not hide them from their descendants. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, his power, and the wonders he has done. Draw your prayers together by praying the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.